Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up its running shoes and dives deep into the heartbeat of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, the Runnin' Rev, and I'm thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore stories that go beyond the pavement. In this episode, I've got on Jules Bowl. She is a local runner here in Hampton Roads, actually right out here. Again, another one of my good friends from Run Samo Run Club, bringing them on here, having them tell their story, because I feel like these stories are the reason I started this podcast. I love sharing stories of local runners, of people who are just out there getting the work done. You're not the fastest, and that's all good. Who cares? But you are doing amazing and awesome things on the run, and community is a part of that reason. And so I wanted to get Jules on so she could tell a little bit of her story. We could talk through how this journey has been for her and the role that community is playing in it. So let's jump into this interview. All right. Welcome in, Jules. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. So like I said in the introduction, friends, I enjoy these opportunities to just bring on folks we might just consider everyday runners. These are runners that I am running with, that I am in community with. And so this is an awesome opportunity to be able to talk to Jules and have a conversation about her relationship with running and what it has meant for her relationship with herself and others. And so, Jules, before we get ourselves started here, where we like to start with everybody, I guess you could consider this your warm up. What is your community and what makes your community awesome?
Okay, so my community currently is, I mean, I've been a part of Run Samo since, gosh, I'm not sure, maybe like winter of 2022. So I met all y'all there. I was originally in the Nansemond Brewing Station's NBS Express Run Club briefly, but then it got to be wintertime and dark, and they, you know, folks were talking about how they run on trails up where Run Samo runs. And I was like, oh, well, that sounds better in the dark as opposed to on city streets. So that has been my running community lately. I've also got a great community of, I call them my fit friends from when I was a coach at a local gym. So we are constantly just giving each other encouragement and checking in with each other, how we're doing, what we're training for, et cetera. And I've been broadening my community lately, by visiting other local run clubs, which has been a really fun journey for me.
Yeah. And it's one to remind us, in this question and, you know, those who have been guests on this podcast will know that, you know, part of the stuff I send out beforehand is when you think about this question, it's really hard for us to define a lot of times because, you know, like I asked you, you know, if you asked me, I'd say, well, Run Samo is my community, but also, you know, J&A is my community. Hampton Roads is my community. Tidewater Striders is my community. You know, I often find myself in a lot of these different places. And there's always sort of that nature of home, right? You know, you talk about whether it's Run Samo, Nansemond Brewing, your fit friends, you know, there's that sense of home, but also we recognize that home is like, I mean, community is bigger than just your home. And so there's kind of like that home space where you're really connected to those friends. But then, you know, you talk about going to all of these different run clubs. We'll start there for a second. What's it been like traveling to all of these different run clubs around the Hampton Roads area? Because you set a goal for yourself, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you wanted to go to a different run club each night of the week. Yeah. And so what was it like for you to go around to all of these different run clubs? And maybe what are a few things that you took away as you were going to a lot of these different group meetups?
Sure. So the biggest thing that I have to say is how welcoming the running community in Hampton Roads has been. And this started for me, like I really didn't talk about what I was going to do and why. I think my brother and I probably, he's the only one that I talked to before I did it. But I really just wanted to, there's so many run clubs. I was like, I've got all of this time and I do have certain things that I'm training for. I want to see, like, is there another run club, first of all, that works better for my schedule, that is closer to me or more convenient from where I work, et cetera. But also really just wanting to get outside my comfort zone, go meet new people, find new routes. I've run a couple of times with Run 757. We have a mutual friend who is the leader of, I think we both love him very much, and his new fiance. But they were really the first one that I ran with multiple weeks in a row. Like I said, they were so welcoming. I met a girl immediately who she and I ran together. We got to know each other. We work in kind of the same field, so we had a lot to talk about for that. She willingly slowed her pace so that I could keep up with her, and in fact pushed me to a faster pace than I am used to running. But when I was done, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so speedy. That was, I was like, is this what Andrew calls a threshold run?
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm a runner where I'm just like, I'm going out and I'm going to run the miles at like the same pace. And I am totally comfortable with that. I'm a happy little slow runner. Another run group that I ran with recently is the Chesapeake Run Club. And the reason that I went to that one was because they were running the Jordan Bridge. And if you're not from Hampton Roads or you're not familiar, the Jordan Bridge
sucks.
Is the place to get elevation, according to my Strava. Fact check me if you want to. It's like 300 feet of elevation in what, a quarter mile, a half mile, something like that? Yeah. Like, it's a big old bridge that big old boats go under. And they've got an awesome running path that's very safe for runners and cyclists. I know the cyclists are typically on the road, but it's very safe. And I ran with them because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get some elevation this week. This sounds like a great idea. Their leader, again, very welcoming, asked me my name, asked me if I've ever been there before, asked me if I needed any help, if I needed a running buddy, etc. I also chose that to be, you know, I don't know, 85, 90 degrees after work on a Thursday. And I'm pretty sure the humidity was up there. It was a spicy little run.
Yeah. No, yeah. Friends, it really is. It is literally probably the only place in Hampton Road. Well, not Hampton Roads. On the south side where you can get any sort of decent elevation change. If you're going to be running a race anywhere west of Suffolk, you probably are going to want to go to the Jordan Bridge to work on your hills, because I often am doing runs where I have 0 feet of elevation or probably in the single digits. I think I remember back during the pandemic, I ran virtually a half marathon, and for 13.1 miles, I had 3 feet of elevation. So, you know,
perfect.
That's always fun. You don't need to work those fast switch muscles.
It's great for us because it's like, oh no, I have to run and I don't have to climb hills. Oh no.
Yeah. But then you go to races and oh no, there's a hill and my quads are going to hate me later. Yeah. But you know, it's so cool to hear about you're going around and you're participating in a lot of these groups, because when we look at what happens throughout community, these groups, they can often become so isolating where it feels like it's just us. Like it's just Run Sumo, and we are a community and we are it. And in a lot of ways that can be true, right? You can be the run club like in your area, but that doesn't mean that there's not this like whole community around us that's doing things. And it's great to kind of hear from that look at what all these other groups are doing, look at how they're welcoming, looking at how they're bringing people in. And it brings up this sense of positivity within the community and how the community goes there to build us up. and to transition more to your personal journey there for a little bit of what it's looked like for you, because knowing you personally, I know some of your personal journey and what it's looked like for you, you know, being a personal trainer to then now, you know, working in the health system to running, to not running, to working out, to not working out. So let's look at Jules for a moment. And what have kind of been moments during your journey, you know, take us back a little bit as we begin to look at why this uplifting presence of community that tells you you can do whatever you want and doesn't judge you because you think you're slow,
right?
But celebrates your miles. You know, why does that mean so much to somebody like you?
So let's dial it back to, and see, now I have to do math in my brain, 2012. Which is really when I was 23 years old and I was working a job in professional theater as a carpenter and a welder. And I really, like, I was a very active person. We do a lot of lifting. We do a lot of heavy moving things, obviously. But my friends and I, we went to the gym every once in a while. I had no idea what we were doing. And then I knew somebody who had joined this run group, and it's a program called USA Fit. I think they're nationwide. But what they do is they have a couple of local coaches, and they coach you through training for a half marathon or a marathon. It starts in April or May, and it takes you into that prime, like, fall marathon, half marathon time that all of us know so well. So I joined this group, and you paid money, but you know, you got a t-shirt, and then they did seminars every week at their group runs, and they made a running program for you as well. So they've got a training plan for you through the week, long run on Saturday, depending on what race you're training for. So that really got me into running. Unfortunately for me, I'm a child of the 90s, so I was like, okay, well, running will make me skinny. And that is the most important thing in this world as a 23-year-old female is to be skinny. And then I also got myself into the mindset of if I'm running slower than a 10-minute mile, I am too slow. Why am I even out here? Right. So I got through that training program. I did a couple 5Ks with them. I found out, like, literally last year that it was the second wine glass half marathon. I didn't realize that it was not older than it was when I did it. It's in Corning, New York, again, hills. I lived in upstate New York, so I got hill work all the time. I did that half marathon. I want to say that I was sub 2.5, which was much better than my half marathon this year, time-wise. However, after that, I really just, it was not a lifestyle for me. Flash forward a decade. I'm newly separated. I am working in fitness. I am working at a gym that do the lift, row, run template. Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into running. 2022, I'm on a solo camping trip at Kiptopeque. And I'm walking in the woods. I've got my running shoes on. I'm just going on a hike, looking at some birds. And I think to myself, I bet I could run. I bet I could do that again. And I, you know, I jogged a little bit and it didn't suck. And one of the things that really stopped me from running way back when was that I was always trying to be faster without actually doing the homework, right? Mm-hmm. I was trying to be faster on the test, but not actually doing the homework to get faster. And so running was just really painful, really uncomfortable, just not, straight up not a good time. So I decided for myself, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have fun with it. And maybe I'll find some friends that run. And if it sucks, if I don't like it, I'm going to stop. It's been 2 years now since I started that, and I can happily say that I'm having a good time. I have found lots of friends to run with, lots of fun routes, pavement, trail, gravel, wherever. And I'm just having a good time.
And so I think it's interesting because a lot of times when we put that pressure on ourselves, we end up turning things that we love into things that we hate. And I wonder, as you're going through sort of that initial phase of beginning to run, what was the structure of the group? And I don't want to do this in a way that demonizes the group.
No, because I don't think
in a lot of ways it's necessarily oftentimes the groups. I appreciated how you kind of talked about your feelings of coming into it. But I often do think that what we put into groups, then we get out of them. And so you were approaching the manner of running in this way. What was the nature of the group itself as guys and gals are gathering together and you're going on these runs? What were your feelings? What were you experiencing? You know, what was leading you to kind of push in that way?
Mm-hmm. So definitely not demonizing the group. It had nothing to do with the group. It had everything to do with me and my mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So this group is awesome because it's very your race, your pace, which we hear a lot. And they, you know, you've got your main leaders of the group. And then we did a couple runs. We kind of see where our pace was. And then we kind of made friends and made little subgroups in the group that were based on pace. You know, I had a really good friend. She and I got super close during this summer. And she was like 14 to 15 minute mile jogging, right? Where I was closer to like between 10 and 12. So she and I would go and do our super slow runs together. But then there were some other girls that I would run with where we would do those faster paces. And in fact, they told me all the time, they're like, you need to not worry about that pace so much. Just keep, you know, put in the 2-3 mile workouts during the week and then do the long runs on the weekend and just make it feel good.
And when you are living into community that way, what does that begin to develop in your mind when you are seeking that sort of soul nature of whether it is a pace and speed, whether it is a body image, whether it is anything of that sort that's in your mind telling you, I have to be this way in order to fit in with them. I have to be this way in order to do something with this group.
I think a lot of that is a mindset thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's the people that don't like to go to the gym because they think that everybody's looking at them. Ain't nobody looking at you. Ain't nobody care what you look like. I care what my friends are looking like, what they're wearing at the gym, because I know they're always looking fine. Okay. They're always looking good to me. But
I just gotta worry about my reps.
That's right. And it's like, these people are not going to love me if I don't run a sub 10 minute pace. That's not true. Mm. That's not true at all. Absolutely not. Those people are going to love you because you showed up and you ran the race. And that was something that I needed to retrain my brain around, is that if I'm not having a good time, that is when, not that there's no point in doing it, but that is the point where it's like, okay, if you're not having fun and you're not looking forward to this and you don't want to get up because you're dreading your run, why are you doing this? Because you're not a professional athlete. Like, you need to be out there enjoying yourself. And yes, it's okay to have goals and want to be faster, qualify for Boston, whatever, which I will never do. And that's totally fine with me. But what are you doing this for? Who is this run for? Is it for you or is it for your homie?
And I think that speaks so beautifully to the mindset that we bring into communities. And that can often become detrimental to how we experience and live into communities. And to name at the top that it's not like, no, this was not a, it was not a bad community. In fact, they tried to like break me out of this mindset. One guy even like brought like a 2x4 and like just tried to beat the mindset out of me. But it just didn't work. It was, and to name like that, a lot of the troubles that we bring into community are a lot of our own troubles and a lot of the sort of preconceived notions, you know, and you do this all the time, right? You come to Run Sumo and you see me, you see Mike, you see Ryan Carroll, and you're like, oh my God, I don't think I'm going to fit into this group. You know, I mean, and that's the hard thing about being a run club leader and like have like it'd be so much easier if I was a run club leader and like the extent of my abilities were 11 minute miles. But that's the thing, like with a lot of run club leaders in the areas, it's like, all right, yeah, I mean, I'm running 8:30, 9 minutes right now. This is more like 10 minutes. But that does not like you don't have to keep up with me. In fact, I will come and I will ease myself off so that I can run with you because I want to run with you. And because I want to run with other people, I don't want to run at what is their threshold pace. Mm-hmm. Because I can't have conversation at their threshold pace. I can have conversation at their easy pace. And so for me, if that means I need to run as a leader, if I need to run 12 minutes, 13 minutes a mile, I'm like, hey, let's go. Because it's the movement that matters. And so, mm-hmm. you know, when we're in community and we're experiencing that, what began to play the role of overcoming that mindset of I have to be this way, I have to do it this way. It has to be, you know, 10 minute miles or I am a failure. It has to look like this or I'm done. What is going on in your mind that is helping you to overcome? What role does the community around you play in helping you to overcome this mindset?
Well, the answer for that is therapy. And bear with me here.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Because
my therapist said to me things like, well, why? Why do you want to be a faster runner? Or why do you want to, you know, why do you want to do this thing that you keep trying to do, but so far has been unattainable, and yet you're beating yourself up about it? Why are you, what is the end result of you saying these negative things to and about yourself? What is the end result of that? Like, what is the solution to this? To this verbiage that you're telling to yourself. And that, you know, honestly made me sit back and think, well, I mean, because I think 10 minute mile runners are cool and fast. It has nothing else. It has nothing to do about their value. It has nothing to do with my value as a runner. Mm-hmm. If I'm running slower than a 10-minute pace, it has nothing to do with that.
What was the experience of freedom that it sounds like you began to experience when you entered into community without that mindset as a hindrance?
Just straight up having a good time. You know, I show up, I see my friends, I go do my little run, I come back and I meet them, and either they're there already before me or they're coming in right after me because they ran more miles, whatever. How was your run? Oh, it was great. How was yours? Oh man, I really pushed it today. And, you know, then we just move on and talk about our weeks and talk about our lives. And for some people, have a drink and, you know.
Well, we don't have to describe which kind of drink, right?
I mean,
we're all drinking something.
We're all drinking something. I'm currently drinking water.
Me too. Because it is 98 degrees and 110, you know, heat index right now.
It's so hot out there.
And the air conditioning is struggling to keep up. But, you know, and I love how that mindset shifts and it brings in a new spirit, because it seems like from listening to your story that there was always that desire to do this as part of community, right? Mm-hmm. You always wanted to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
And I think the problem comes in when we try to put unrealistic expectations on ourselves when we go into that community.
Right.
And to think that we need to do it a certain way, that we need to fulfill some desire that we think other people have of us in order to be accepted or in order to be one of the cool kids, when like the leaders aren't actually the cool kids of the run club. The cool kids are the ones that have the most fun.
Right.
And
that reminds me of something that I tell myself all the time, which is I don't care who's doing better than me, because I'm doing better than me last year.
And you're having more fun doing it.
Having more fun doing it.
You know, I think if we go back to our conversation with Chris, the listeners, my conversation with Chris Elliott, you know, it's like at the end of the day, do I want to like absolutely destroy myself?
Yes. Oh, wait. No, sorry.
Get to the finish line. All of my friends are having fun and I'm just sitting on the sidelines because like my legs are absolutely gas. Like I've taken every bit of energy I've had to do this race. I mean, like I remember the first time I ran a half marathon, like I ran the Rock and Roll half marathon in 2007. And the way that Rock and Roll used to structure, I don't know how it is anymore because I haven't run one of their races in a long time. But when I did it in 07, 06, maybe they would have like a concert that evening on the oceanfront. And it was awesome. And it was Three Doors Down, one of my favorite like rock bands of that era of rock. My good friend had gotten, we were doing a double date with two cheerleaders from Green Run. And I fell asleep during the concert because I had so gassed myself during the run. And I mean, I felt great because it was the first time I'd ever run a half marathon. I did an awesome job. I ran a 146, like all these great things. But then it comes time to have fun. And because, and I mean, you know, high schooler, all this stuff, X, Y, Z, whatever. But it's great when we can let those feelings go, right? You know, Shamrock this past year, you know, we were both there. I helped our good friend, Kevin, AKA Paul, which is actually his real name, get across the finish line in 2 hours. And I didn't have to kill myself. I didn't have to do anything. I actually did hurt myself, but I could still function. And we had a ball partying at the after party. We had some fun. We had some drinks. We hung out, you know, to each their own what we were doing, but it was a fun time. And so what I want to get at is, you know, we have this fun time and that becomes a goal in and of itself. But what do your goals look like these days? Because I think the question is, or I think the thought that people are having is, all right, well, that's cool. But like, maybe what is pushing you to be faster or pushing you to, and faster is not the right word because, but stronger, and not stronger physically, but stronger in a physical, mental, emotional. How are you experiencing that natural growth that happens when you do something? And what are the goals? How are you going about the goal setting process? Honestly, Jules, I don't care what your goal is. Not to be mean, but I mean, I do, but we'll talk about that tomorrow night at Run Club. What is the process that you're using?
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday. Oh, two nights from now. What is happening? Nobody can see this. Nobody can see this, but balloons just came all over Jules' screen. I'm going to cut this video so I can put it on Facebook and Instagram Reels. I have no idea how that happened.
Do it again.
I don't know. No, we got conversation.
Oh, sorry. This is like real conversation between Andrew and I every week. It's like,
oh no, it really is. Really is. So many squirrels. There's so many squirrels. How are you going along the process of setting goals that create room for growth and strengthening?
Sure. So a little background on me to kind of cut that out is I'm a single mom. I've got two super cool kids. What's happening? Oh, there we go. I've got two super cool kids. I work full time in healthcare and I'm in school part time. And by that, I mean each class is like 8 weeks long. It is a lot of work in those 8 weeks. So right now, my fitness is all about like my mental health, getting me outside in nature, which is where I feel so peaceful. This morning, I went and got matcha at a local coffee shop. I went to a park I've never been to, and I just walked the trails alone in the woods. And it really, you know, I thought about this podcast, but I also thought about like what is happening in this next week? What is happening through the end of June? What is happening through July? It really brings me peace to, you know, just kind of break things down that I need to break down. Even on my long runs, I took advice from Ryan, our friend, to not wear headphones. And many of my, I'll listen to an audiobook on my longer runs, but anything less than like a 10K, I am no headphones. And I am just letting my brain boil through all of the things that it needs to boil through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Last year I did the JNA races, of course, but I did four triathlons in 2023, my first one being in 2023. And I had a great time doing that, training for that. But I realized at the end of this year, I'm like, maybe, perhaps that was too much. Perhaps the working and the parenting and the just like when you're training for a triathlon, I mean, I was swimming every other morning at the gym. I was running on my nights off. I was biking every weekend. Like all of your time is training. And I've never done anything like that before. And it was a great experience. But I realized at the end of last year, I'm like, you know, maybe perhaps we can do other things. Maybe perhaps we can make time for me.
Yeah.
So my goals right now, I'm running the Virginia Beach 10 miler and the 5K the day before. So my biggest goal right now is to train myself to be able to run a 5K one day, a 10 miler the next day. That's going to be a big deal for me. I've never done two races 2 days in a row. I would love to run the 10 miler in 2 hours. I think that's attainable. I think that's going to be a really good thing for me. And then I would also like to see, I mean, my paces have been really good lately and I'm feeling really strong. And so I would like to see once the fall weather comes and it is not the way that it is outside anymore. I would like to see some improvements with endurance and pace. I don't have a certain number in mind because I know myself and I know if I focus on a number, I will focus everything on that number until it is ground down to nothing. So those are my goals right now, really. They're not big. They're not crazy at this season of life that I'm in.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Well, and it's even, and in a lot of ways, it begs the question, like, why? Like, why does it need to be something massive when, you know, you admit to yourself and you just admitted, you know, you're not in a season of life where either you can put in like the immense amounts of training that, you know, maybe fast times, however you want to define them, you know, brings. Like, you know, I can't even tell you, when I ran that 133 at Shamrock, I was training like 50 to 60 miles a week. And for a lot of folks, like, that's just not feasible. And nor is it comfortable for them. Nor do they want to run 50 to 60 miles a week. It takes a special kind of psycho to do that.
Yeah.
But I think it's also refreshing to hear that there's more than one way to set a goal.
Right.
Right. So often we think that when we set a goal, it is, I want to run X race in X amount of time.
Right.
And there's that black and white line that is drawn at, you know, 2 hours for 10 miles. And then there's what you just said, which is, hey, you know, if I run 2 hours, like, I mean, that seems like well within my range. Mm-hmm. I think I could do it. Yeah. And so if I run 10 hours, that might be like a little icing on the cake. Right. Sure. But you also said, like, I have the 5K. I've run a 5K the day before. And so it's like, can I run a 5K followed by a 10 miler the next day? Sure. And, you know, there's the community, like Virginia Beach Hampton Roads is going to be there. And so it's also like, well, can I also just have fun on a weekend?
Right. That's right.
Without attaching time to things? Can I meet? Can I, you know, get in contact with all of my friends and connect with all of them while I'm there? You know, sure. What that looks like. And it's not that the goals are loosey-goosey and it's like, oh, maybe right. this, maybe that. And some folks might say, like, oh, well, if you don't like put like strict measures on your goals, then like, how are you actually measuring anything?
Right.
And it's like, you recognize that when you start putting the stricter and stricter that you get with your goals, the more unhealthy it is.
Yes.
And so exactly. Why can't we just celebrate like, hey, this is Jules' goal. Like, right. And what community brings into that, I hope, is, all right, well, how do we help Jules to hit that goal?
Right.
And to bring it back to like where we started back with, you know, what you're getting from all these run clubs. So, and you kind of covered it back there, but not specifically in the question. So how are all of these groups, whether it is Run 757, Run Sumo, whoever it is, how are they helping you to achieve these goals?
Consistency. That is the biggest thing. You know, I want to go after work on a Monday and go hang out with our friends that do the Run 757. Okay, so now I'm going to this place to see my friends, and now I'm going to run. And they're all out there in the heat with me. So I might as well go run in the heat with them. I've got lots of friends in Run Sumo. So, you know, I'll text our one friend and say, hey, are you going tonight? And she's like, yes, I am. Okay. So then I, you know, again, I'm going on a Tuesday and I'm going to get my miles in whether I want to or not, but like, it's easy to hit the snooze button, or after work, I'm really tired. I just don't want to hit my run. I'll do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm going to this place and I'm seeing these people that I have grown to love, and I am doing the thing that I said that I would do. I am a gym person. I wish that I could be a home workout person, but I like to go to the place where I lift the weights and lift the weights in my little outfit with all my other friends that lift the weights. You know, I like to go to the run club and run my miles with my people that run the miles. And that really, consistency is the biggest thing for me, because I'm going to the place with the people to do the thing.
And the encouragement that then comes from that, because not only are they supporting you, but you also get like that extra hit of dopamine. It's like that extra little drug, like that takes you over the top, and you're like, man, not only did they make me feel good, but, you know, I made them feel good too. I made them feel like that was something worth doing. You know, what a feeling that is to really just get together and to have that fun in community, and to allow sort of that, you know, guise of, I need to be X in order to be here. I need to do Y in order to be here. You know, when you started, we feel like we have to be something for others in community. We feel like we have to hold up some end of a bargain that doesn't actually exist.
Right.
And what ends up happening is the community that we were in is great and it's wonderful. And there's nothing bad that you could say about them, because you reflect back and you're like, nah, bro, that was my bad. That was my fault. I really brought that negative energy. I brought that negative personality. I needed to do a lot of me work in order to make us work.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to come into that place and allow that to then define. And it's awesome, because then you're just like, you know, oh, well, what am I doing now? I'm having fun.
That's
I'm
it.
Having fun. I'm never going to qualify for Boston, but you better believe I'm having more fun than they are up there. So Jules, let's hit these end of podcast questions. So what is your favorite distance to run?
Ooh. Someone just asked me this the other day at the race I did in the middle of the week race. That was crazy. I really enjoy a 10K. I really enjoy a 10K or a sprint type triathlon, but we're talking about running right now. So let's go with a 10K.
Oh, triathlons, multi-sports. My muscles just don't like to move. They do one movement. They're one movement and go forward. All right. So what is your favorite post-run? It can be just your regular, like I go for a long, easy run. I get done with the race. What is your favorite thing? Snack, food, meal? What are you going to?
Ooh. Goodness. I love pizza. I love a big slice of pizza after a race. I'm a big fan.
Nice. Richmond has pizza at the end of their races, but it's yeah. By the time you get there, it's a little cold. Big Blue does. Big Blue that is another good. Yeah. Some of those big old why not slices.
Oh my goodness. Woo.
All right. And Jules, last one, give our listeners a reason to find and join their local run group.
I had this conversation with my brother the other day. He lives in a new place, and it's just like, it's putting yourself out there. It's meeting new people. It's exploring. I've lived in Hampton Roads now for 7 years, but I'm going to some places that I have never been to. I didn't even know existed, like this arboretum that we ran at the other day. Like this, that's a great route for me if I want to get out of the sun because it's super shady. And not only that, but just the encouragement from whether you pick one run group or you go to multiple, you're getting encouragement from all of these other runners at whatever pace, the super speedy people all the way down to the walkers. They are showing up for you and you are showing up for them. And that is how we get across the finish line for people like us that are not elite runners. What is that African proverb that's like, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go farther, go together. I love that.
Yeah. Golly. All right. I don't even know. That's it. All right. We're done. No. I mean, that's such a good one. And even for those of us who go fast, we realize that we can only go so fast without others around us. And so to even just be able to think of how much further we can go together as we are on this journey of life together, and how the community gathering around, cheering, like encouraging, pumping folks up. And so what an amazing sentiment. Thanks you so much, Jules. What a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, just such another amazing conversation. Like I said at the top, I enjoy having these conversations, especially with not just local runners, but runners who are just out there, like I said, doing their thing each and every week. And we hear again and again that it doesn't have to be fast. You don't have to be even placing in your age groups, but it is so much this idea of community and having fun together. And I love to bring people like Jules on, like some of my other friends from Run Simo, like some of these other, you know, very local runners who aren't setting the world on fire, who aren't going to the Olympics, or even, you know, I mean, again, they're not even winning age group awards in local 5Ks, but what they're doing is they're getting out there and they're getting the job done. And that is what is worth celebrating in this. And so, you know, like if you have an amazing story to tell, email me, reach out. I'd love to get you on the podcast. My email is andrew@runandrev.com. It's also going to be in the show notes, so check those out. I love to share these stories, and I'm always looking for great, awesome, new, wonderful guests. And so if you have a story you think is worth sharing, and you want to hop on here and share that story, you know, I've got some ideas where even collecting just a bunch of smaller stories together and releasing those as a collection. But even if you want to come on and tell your story, reach out to me and I'd love to try and work it out to have you on. And we're keeping this community rolling. And so I'd love for you to support this community, help to keep it going, help to keep it growing. I invite you to make sure you're following or subscribing to this podcast. Make sure you click that button right in your podcasting app. You know, if you're listening to this or maybe you're struggling with where to find it, go to runbuildgrow.com/listen. And you can find links to several of the different podcast distribution places, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. I am on YouTube, friends. And you know what? If you're over there while you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you are on YouTube, maybe go ahead and leave a like, a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, even leave a review. You know, I tell folks this all the time. If you can just take that extra minute and leave that review, it helps other folks to see and know how much you're enjoying the podcast. It helps to get it out there because I think these messages about community are worth sharing. And if this is your first time here, if you're here because of Jules and Jules invited you to listen to this podcast with her crazy running friend, make sure you are go back and listen to the rest of the catalog. You know, there's some amazing and great guests. Share it with others who you think are going to get something great from these conversations. And lastly, you know, I'd love it if you would help to support this podcast and my Run and Rev Run Club network. As I continue to do this work, you can find me over on Substack. Go to runandrev.com and you can subscribe to the newsletter where you'll get all kinds of updates, articles and stuff that I write, other podcasts, things that I do as a pastor. And so all that stuff is over there. But also, I'd love it if you'd help to support me, to help me make this podcasting thing sustainable and give a donation. You can either give a tip if you just love this episode with Jules or something else that I did, or you can become a monthly donor and offer a monthly donation to help me basically keep the lights on. And you can go to buymeacoffee.com/runandrev. Again, drop a tip, become a monthly member, and donate on a monthly basis. Just one of these ways to help to support, because, you know, it's not just about me. Again, I want to get these conversations out there because this nature of community, this communal spirit of running, it is worth talking about. It is worth sharing. And so on that note, y'all have a good week and make every mile count.